What's up, y'all? Welcome to episode 250 of the Sensibly Cynical Podcast. My name, of course, is Sean, and to start this episode, I'm going to do a freestyle. No notes, no nothing, not even the headphones into Audacity, nothing. So here we go. This is episode 250. Your boy Sean has been spitting on the mic for years. No tears, just balling, straight balling, guest after guest after guest. Now it's time for 250, like I just said. I'm about to be making this bread, you know what I'm saying? Anae from the Shirelles is about to break it down. Her career, her legacy, her life as a Shirelle. Let's go. Sensibly Cynical, episode 250. Check out Sensibly Cynical wherever you get your podcast. Instagram at Sensibly Cynical. Check out Twitter at Cynical Sensibly. Well, X. I keep making that mistake. TikTok, Sensibly Cynical, Threads, Sensibly Cynical, YouTube, that's youtube.com/@SensiblyCynical. Video recording of this episode is on there. Bonfire has the merch. You can even check us out on Patreon. And let's get to it. Anae here on Sensibly Cynical. All right, everybody. I have an amazing, amazing guest for you this evening. Singer, songwriter, Anae Marshall. How are you doing?
I'm just doing fantastic, magnificent.
I mean, you're a Hall of Famer, right? Las Vegas well, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Let's start with where you want to start, Anae. I mean, we could go. There's a long list of accolades you have. Where do you want to start?
You know, I'm in your house, so wherever you want to start is fine with me. We can start at the beginning. We can start
Let's talk about how you got into music. You know, talk about your journey. Like, do you remember your first time, like, recording or anything like that back in the day?
I do. Now, this is the part. I was one of the Shirelles for 26 years, right? But yeah. I wasn't at the beginning. As a matter of fact, my father, God rest his soul, used to bring the music home. So when he bring the music home, I would hear it, but I never in a million years imagined that I would be one of the Shirelles. And ironically, I started singing because I had a broken heart. This guy had broken up with me, and I just thought he was the sun, the moon, and the stars, okay?
Right.
It was a catalyst for me to actually become what I was destined to be. Because prior to that breakup, I wasn't singing. Mm-hmm. I knew I was a singer, but I wasn't singing. I never sang in church because I was too shy. I know, don't pass out with that one. I was really shy.
You don't strike me as someone that was shy.
I was very shy. Like people I went to high school with, now that I'm doing it professionally and blah, 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 they go, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this. You didn't even talk in high school. I did.
And now look at this. This interview is going to be all over YouTube, and they're going to see how classy you are and everything like that.
And I am excited about it because, you know, I have a show coming up here in Vegas and I want to push it.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about it. Let's go. Talk about the show.
My show, Sean, I got to give you the whole skinny on the thing, right?
Go ahead. Hey, there's no time. I have no time limit. I don't know about you. I have no time limit.
I'm with you. We're rolling, right?
Yeah.
So while I was performing as one of the Shirelles, I noticed that all of the shows were heavily dominated with male singers. So they might have a girl group on, but there'd be like five or six guy groups. Mm. So I got to thinking, I was like, you know, the guys got the best songs ever. They got the best songs, right? And so I said, I want to sing some of those songs that the guys sing, but I'm going to do it in my feminine way, right? And
Sure.
so I said, ah, I want to sing some Sinatra. I want to sing some Sammy Davis. I want to sing some Smokey Robinson. And Smokey
Oh
Robinson,
man, Smokey
four times.
Robinson.
Oh man, you
Frank
there, Sean.
Sinatra, he's my guy.
Yeah, and I really wanted to do it. So I put together a show, and many of the icons that I share the stage with, I actually sing some of their music, and females too. So one of my favorite singers of all time is Aretha, obviously. Yeah, be hard
That's
not
one,
to.
you've made it when you're just known by one name, you know. That's it.
What, say that again?
I said, you've made it when you're known by one name, like Aretha, and that's it, you know.
Yeah. Except there was someone before Aretha for me. Now this will send you into some homework, Sean. You want to know who it was?
Yeah, go ahead.
Phyllis Hyman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Google Phyllis Hyman.
I
She was
will. I will.
incredible. She
I'll do it right now on air.
she was my number one, and unbeknownst to her, she was my vocal coach in my living room before I had the guts to sing publicly.
Phyllis Hyman, You Know How to Love Me,
Oh yeah.
1979.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Disco.
Yeah.
It says disco genre.
But
That's
actually,
cool.
she was more jazzy, but that song catapulted her into disco.
R&B.
Yeah.
Wow, I'll have to, man, you're taking me into a time warp,
Explain
you
the
know? Legacy of the Shirelles, if you don't mind.
I would love to. The Shirelles, unbeknownst to me, when I auditioned for the group, was the first female group that ever sold 1 million records in the history of music.
That's incredible.
I know. They now have a street named after them in New Jersey in Passaic. They have a school auditorium named after them. They were in movies. They were in the forefront of the civil rights movement, along with Dr. King and all of that. They
Yep.
color barriers in the South, because when they started as young girls in the late 50s, and
Right.
they would to go south in the South where it was still segregated.
Sure.
And they had a manager with them that would have to go into the restaurants to get their food. And this sounds like it was 1,000 years ago, but they could send the manager into the restaurant, diner, or whatever to get the food, and their music would be playing on the jukebox, but they couldn't go in. Does that sound
Yeah,
crazy?
that's ridiculous. And yeah, it sounds crazy.
So the Shirelles, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have the Beatles covered their songs. The Beatles, there was some more. I know for sure the Beatles did. And they did Boys. Yeah, Boys. That was one of their favorite songs. Vandross, God rest his soul, was a big Shirelles fan. And believe it or not,
Shirley Owens, right?
Shirley Austin. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see.
She started out as Shirley Owens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shirley Owens. Oh, wow. That's how they
Yeah.
got that's how, combined. So they got their
No.
name combining.
Shirley, you want to say because of her name was Shirley?
Yeah, so it says, so this is I'm gonna read what I re okay, how about we do this? I just looked up something on Google, and you're gonna tell me, if you don't mind telling me, if this is right or wrong, what I just looked up. This will be good. I'm gonna read verbatim of what I looked up on the internet just now.
Okay.
You can tell me if this is right or wrong, if you hear anything that's not true. A school friend had them audition for her mother, Florence Greenberg, who ran a small record label. She was impressed enough to become the group's manager and changed their name to the Shirelles by combining frequent lead singer Owen's first name with doo-woppers the Chantels?
Well, the first part of the story is accurate. The second part of the story, from what the original member Beverly Lee shared with me, was that the L sound was popular. L's, and, you know, they had that, and they ended up choosing the name based on that. Now, that's what I was told. Of course, I wasn't there, but I was told.
I mean, but it's the internet. You don't believe anything on, you don't believe everything on internet, Anae, you know?
Well, you know, you take some, you leave some, right?
Yeah, what's your favorite song of the Shirelles? Do you have a personal favorite?
I do. Baby, It's You.
Okay, yeah. Can you sing some of that on air?
Sure. let me see which part I want to start with, because...
I didn't mean to surprise you with that.
Oh, yes, you did. You know you meant... Oh, yes, you did. Dang. I'm trying to figure out where I want to start.
No, you don't have to. It was just spontaneous.
How about this one? Because this is my second favorite that the world knows.
Okay.
I kind of like more obscure songs, but the world likes, you know.
Yeah,
the,
sure.
Tonight you're mine completely. You know this one? You give
Keep going.
Your love so sweetly.
It does ring a bell. I can't tell you the exact name, but it does ring a bell.
Of love is in your eyes. Here we go. But will you love me?
Oh yeah. Yes.
More?
Yeah, we love me. That's a great one.
Yes, but it's a true story. When I was a little girl, I had a birthmark on the bottom of my right foot. To me, it looked like a dwarf, like a with musical notes coming out of it. And when I say dwarf, I don't mean, you know, small people. I just meant it looked like a mystical character. Mm-hmm. Notes mm-hmm. coming out. So in my mind, my little girl mind, I said, "Ah, look at my foot. God made me a singer. I know I'm a singer." That's
how
it's
that's it. That's it. God's plan.
Right. So that's how I knew I was a singer. Mm-hmm. Nobody in my family sang. You know, I lived, and you're gonna look this up too. I'm taking you down memory lane, John.
It's you are. I love it.
Education. On my block in Newark, New Jersey, lived a fantastic singer. Her name was Linda Jones. Her hit song was Hypnotized. And oh man, was she killer. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I bet if she impressed you, you know,
oh my
must
God.
Be.
Oh
my God. You have any fun? Actually, before we get to that, when did you start with the Shirelles? What year?
1990.
Do you remember the first concert?
Yes, I do.
Where was it?
It was in Sunrise, Florida. And I was shocked because I, silly me, well, this is before Google. All right. I didn't know the magnitude of the Shirelles. So when we got to Sunrise, Florida, we're on the show with all these groups, including the Shy Lights. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was just one of them. There were so many, I can't even name them all. But I went from singing in a club in New York or Jersey, where in Florida on my own, into normally it would be about 400
people.
Where
are you from? Before you continue the story, where are you from originally?
I'm from Newark, New Jersey, originally.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. When we get to the theater, Sean, there's thousands of people there. Thousands. And I am.
Right.
I didn't have Google.
Right. But,
so when I was trying to really be good and not show how overexcited what I was. I was,
Sure. Was this how big of a building are we talking about here? Like, where did you perform?
like 5, 6,000 people. It was the Sunrise. It was the Sunrise Theater in Sunrise, Florida. They now have converted into a church. People were talking about me in Jersey and New York and blah blah blah.
Right, you're doing your
I'm
own thing.
doing my own thing, right? With my own background singers, with my own band, with all my musicians and everything. And I got a call to audition for the Shirelles. And I was like, the Shirelles? My dad used to hear that. My dad used to like that music, right? And so the first audition, I didn't make. And they gave me another chance to audition again.
Wow. So yeah, because the Shirelles, they go back to the end of the 50s, like you were saying. Like,
That is correct. That is correct. So
were you nervous? Like, what a legacy you're joining? Were you nervous?
I didn't know that. I didn't know the magnitude, Sean. I didn't realize what I had been blessed with, which is good. Because I would have been nervous.
Right. But then you, when you joined, what was, do you remember your reaction when you were first told that you were joining?
This is gonna, you don't, and please don't think I'm a crazy woman,
I'm
okay?
not. I'm just, you know, hey, by the way, before we continue, shout out to Lolo, my friend Lolo, who we'll talk about that, how you know her. We'll talk about that, but I'm curious on your reaction to when you found out. So
Well, here I go. So I was a single mom at the time, and I had a day job, and I worked for this electric and gas company, and I had been there for some time. And when I got the call for the Shirelles to actually be one of the Shirelles, I said, "Oh, I don't know. I really don't want to jeopardize my day job." Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, you're like day job. They were like, this is gonna be your day job. What do you mean?
Silly me, silly me. I didn't know. Because, like I said, no Google. And
Yeah.
I was, my mindset was, but once I did that show in Sunrise, Florida, I
Were you on
was.
the road? Like, how crazy was your schedule?
Well, my schedule, ironically, when I joined the group in 1990, they were doing mostly weekend shows. And we would fly in on Saturday morning, do the show Saturday night, fly back out on Sunday morning. And then, there were when the cruises came and the Greece, we flew to Greece for a New Year's Eve gig. But I've been with, I don't know if you had a chance to look at my stuff, but I have shared.
I listened to the single that I did the promotional Once Upon a Time. I listened to that and I put that's a good that's your vocals are like incredible. As we could tell, you sampled a song earlier in the episode, in this interview, which I appreciate. But it's your vocals are impressive.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
A lot of practice, right?
Well, a lot of gratitude too. I'm so thankful that I have this gift. Some people are still searching for what their gift is, what their gifts
Yeah.
are. You can have.
Are the Shirelles still today? Or are they?
No, I'm not a part of the Shirelles now because I'm doing my production called This Is a Man's World. But
But are the Shirelles still around? Like, are they
yes.
still?
There's only two living right now, original members, Shirley Owens, and I think she retired a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think that's what I have to relook, but yeah, something like that. That sounds right.
And then Beverly Lee is the woman that I sang with for all those years, and she's still around too. Both of them are still in Jersey.
Okay, that's cool. So how did you find out that you were going into the Las Vegas, was it Entertainers Hall of Fame? How did you find out? What's the process behind that? Talk about
When
that.
the people from that organization reached out And they were quite impressed with, the fact that I wanted the Shirelles for so long and blah, 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 blah. And they interviewed me. They interviewed me and told me that they wanted to induct me into the Las Vegas Entertainers Hall of Fame in the celebrity category.
Wow, that's
Oh, yeah.
impressive.
I know. I know. So we had a show in North Carolina. I believe it was Cary, North Carolina. And we were performing, we the Shirelles were performing with a 68-piece orchestra. But also joining us on that show were the Four Tops, the original Four Tops. And so I had not met them before. This is in the 90s, North Carolina. And we were performing, we the Shirelles were performing with a 68-piece orchestra. But also joining us on that show were the Four Tops, the original Four Tops. And so I had not met them before. This is in the 90s. I had not met them. They were live and all, everything. And so I had seen them on TV, I don't even know how many times. But I almost choked up my words.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey. Power of editing. Don't worry.
Have my water.
I'm gonna edit this. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so the guys, I met the three guys, but I had not met the lead singer, Levi. He said I'd seen him on TV so many times. But when I saw that man in person, that was a game changer. And he put his hand out to shake my hand. I was like, he was so gorgeous. That may not be of interest to you, but
No. Awesome. That's awesome. Were you one of those people? Did you guys go out a lot and have drinks and go to clubs and party and
no. By the time I became one of the Shirelles, now remember they got started in the late 50s. By the time I became one of the Shirelles, that party was over.
Did you party when you were younger though, Anae? Did you drink when you were younger?
I still have a cocktail now and then. Yeah, I do. I like it. I enjoy it, preparing for my shows, I don't. But when I'm not, yeah, I let the good times roll.
So before you joined the Shirelles, what was one of the songs that like your what was one of like your big songs before you joined the Shirelles?
My big songs?
Yeah, did you have a song that you did you have like an album or some songs you put out before you joined the Shirelles? Or was that like your first big
I recorded and I recorded my first CD while I was one of the Shirelles.
Wow, so you didn't even have anything released before you joined the Shirelles? That's wild.
And I did not know I was a songwriter. I became a songwriter, and then I would write my songs, put them on I know I'm dating myself, on the cassette player, and put them in
Yeah,
the.
so when you released this Once Upon a Time song, that was recent, right?
No.
No? When did that come out? That Once Upon a Time song that I like so much.
Oh my God, they went crazy for it in the UK. It was 1997.
All right. Talk about that. I know that's not the only song on there, so talk about that whole piece.
That project,
Yeah, the project.
the whole project was unbelievable. I had Luther Vandross's guitar player. You know that lick, never too much. Burn, 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 burn. I got
Yeah.
them.
Oh, everyone knows Luther Vandross,
And so
you
I had one of Lenny Kravitz's keyboard players.
Oh man, he's one of the goats, the kids say. Lenny Kravitz,
He's still a beast. And I had my bass player. The bass player was my producer. He was Dizzy Gillespie's bass player.
Wow.
I had background singers. In fact, one of the background singers that's on my project has now he okay he's now well he was then too one of earth, wind, and fire. He's been there like 30 some odd years.
Dang.
I
All
had
right.
that.
Well, let's talk about this project. Go into what do you got coming up?
Well, I got the show coming up on May 19th, Sunday, May 19th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The venue is called the Smith Center, and it is this is a man's world. But, and I have a talent, I have background singers, I have showgirls, I have an eight-piece orchestra, I have a female percussionist, boom, 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 boom. It's just, and it's all so entertaining and interchangeable with the audience. I love audience participation, and I love spreading the joy.
Right, I saw the YouTube video. I saw a video that you posted. I think it said like 2016. I saw it on YouTube. It's got a lot of views. It's impressive, your live performance of that song.
Thank you. It there's nothing like being in the room, though.
Right.
When you're in,
Yeah, so did you play during the pandemic? Talk about that. Like, what were you performing like at all?
nobody performing during the pandemic.
No, but I'm saying like, were you like recording while you were sitting at home, Or
Did during the pandemic, I'll tell you a few things I did. One of them was I made all kinds of food. Okay, I tried out all these recipes. But aside from that, I recorded my project Where I'm Coming From. That's
Oh,
another
okay.
I did, I recorded in the studio.
Is that one that's coming up? You're giving me a sneak peek, like
No, it's already out.
Oh, it's already out. Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
it's been out already since the pandemic. I released it in
Got it.
2021, I think.
So how did you meet L Lolo Melamine? For those that have listened to this podcast before, she's been on this show m plenty of times.
Actually,
She messaged me and said, "Hey, you have to interview Anae Marshall." And I said, "Whatever Lolo wants, I'll do." I'm a
is.
she's a she's a She's a
Yeah,
dear friend. She's a dear friend of mine. So how did you meet her?
we were both out shopping, and we were in a
Because I had Robin Capsalis on. That's how I had her on, a friend of hers as well. So she refers me to people. You know what I'm saying? Like she tells me like, "Hey, you should check this person out." And then I check them out and But anyways, continue on with this. You met her at the grocery store?
No, we were out shopping, buying clothes, shoes.
Oh.
Shoes is what we were buying. And we started talking. And, and then I told her, I said, well, I'm a recording artist and blah, 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 blah. She says, really? She's a music lover, right?
Yeah.
She loves music. So she got my CD, got home, heard the CD, and said, OMG. And from that day to this day, she has been singing my praises. I've only
She's
seen
great.
her one time.
She's great. She does the same thing for this podcast. She's fantastic promoter and everything like that.
Yeah. She is incredible.
What's your favorite part about singing? Like, you have a favorite part about it?
About singing?
Yeah, just in general. Like being an artist.
My interaction with the audience, the energy that gets exchanged between us. It's like a, I give it, they give it back. I give it, they give it back. And it's just like, I love that. And plus I love this stuff. I
For
love
those that
dress.
are listening to the audio version, Anae is dolled up. I love the pink. Was it a pink?
Pink.
Yeah, pink wreath.
Love feathers.
Feathers. Okay. So, where can people find you on social media?
Well, you can go to my website, which is anaesings.com. You can find me on Instagram at the.amazing.ane. Okay, some of the other stuff I don't remember because I'm not all the way in with all of this stuff. I got people that took a lot of stuff.
You got people that do stuff for you. I got
I do. Younger people. that know it like they know the back of their hand.
And then where's this concert being held at?
It's going to be here in Las Vegas, where I live now. I've been here 20 years, and it's my fourth time going back to this venue. It's actually, the venue is the gem of Las Vegas. That's how they term it.
Do you travel still? Do you travel and pl
I still do. I want to do more, believe it or not.
How far do you go around still? Do you still go around like local or?
I go like to LA, Jersey, Arizona. I want to go to Utah. I haven't done.
Utah, Salt Lake or something like that? All
I
right.
want to be where that people want to hear my music. That's where I want to go. Wherever that is. Wherever that is on planet Earth. Australia. I spent like 2 months in Taiwan at a jazz club. I was a jazz singer in Taiwan back in 2007 at this place called Brown Sugar. It was great.
Brown's, it's a great name.
Great.
That's a great name. It really is. It's just a great name. Last question I have for you. Who do you consider your greatest of all time? Like, who are your musical influences?
Well, as I mentioned, Phyllis Hyman, Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker. I love Gladys Knight. I love so many, but those are the top. Those are my top four, I would say. And then I fell in love with this more obscure singer. And I'm sure you never heard of her. Her name is Rachelle Ferrell.
All right, you're right. You're right, I haven't.
She's not from this planet.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
she's.
you're giving me homework. I appreciate that.
Good. The
Yeah, exactly. Anae, this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, you're more than welcome. I'm so
And
glad.
do you have anything else about any projects? You said you just released one a project, right? Not too long ago.
During the pandemic, like
What's the
2021.
name of that, and where can people get that?
It's Where I'm Coming From. That's the name of it. And I did
Oh, okay,
a
that's the name of it. And then where can people find that?
you can find it on my website at anaesings.com. That's anaesings.com. All of my songs you can find there. You can find them on the internet. Once again, okay, so I even covered a Jill Scott song. I covered The Way. I covered, well, you're not good. Well, anyway, I covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I'll get some of that. I'll get some of that, okay? I don't think you're not giving me enough credit, okay? I know a little bit of that.
And I know, it takes you way back.
Right. I know some of that, okay?
Okay. What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
I actually liked R&B actually. I actually I'm big TLC fan.
Oh,
I love me some TL. I love me some TLC. Give me that.
who else?
I was so sad when Left Eye died. Like, oh
I
man, that
know.
was brutal. That was brutal, brutal.
Truly.
Beyonce, Destiny's Child, those were my big ones that I was really into. And of course, Whitney Houston, but that's a cop out. Everyone's gonna say that.
She was from the same area.
R&B, let's see, who else in R&B? Those are the big ones. I'm going to give you an obscure, not an obscure name because you're going to know the name, but a name that no one talks about enough. Brandy. I like Brandy.
He is
I know people
incredible.
don't talk about Brandy enough, do they? They sleep on Brandy. They
Well, that's because
do.
I hit TV show and they seem to think they, for some reason, yeah, I think that might be part of it because she became so famous for this TV show.
Back in the day, Brandy was legit. Like
Oh,
she
yeah,
was.
for real. She still is. Yeah, she.
Yeah, she's sister of Ray J, right? Yeah, so that whole thing.
Yeah.
But those are the big like R&B, and then I also like rap, Lil Wayne and Tupac and
Yeah.
Eminem.
I like some
I'm a
of it.
white dude. I gotta like Eminem, okay? I'm a white dude. I like Eminem.
Of
And
course you.
like,
The whole world liked Eminem. They did. He was like,
yeah.
dude, he was the
He's like the
dude.
one popular white rapper. Like, you can't, like, Vanilla Ice doesn't count, you
No,
know?
not. But although he went to the bank, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, but I'm saying he doesn't. All the white people, they rock with Eminem, you know, like when they're talking about raps, like Eminem, that's it.
Yep, he set a
This has been awesome. Thank you so much, and sorry again for the delay, the technical difficulties earlier.
I have those delays all the time when I'm doing these interviews. So I was ready for you. I was like, okay, I already
All
know.
right. I appreciate it. You have a good night, okay?
So much, Sean. I hope you
This
got
was
everything.
fun. This
I hope you
was fun.
got.
I'm gonna edit this, piece it together. Don't worry.
Send it to me.
All my mess ups, they're gonna be, you're gonna be like, he totally messed that up, and what happened to it? It looks good all of a sudden. I'm gonna edit the heck out of this thing.
Are you going to send it to me so I can put it on my website?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to
And
you.
really, I have my
And
guy
it'll
put it
be on, yeah, it'll be on YouTube this probably this weekend, Sunday, most likely.
on.
And
Okay.
then I'll have it on like Spotify and everything like that, okay? All right.
Hey, that's good. Thank you, Sean. Have a
Thank
great week.
you.
All
You
righty.
too. You too. Bye.